With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top U.S. officials are set to meet with a high-level Chinese delegation this weekend to talk trade.
President Trump is sounding upbeat about the upcoming talks in Switzerland.
I think we're going to have a good weekend with China. I think they have a lot to gain.
And he believes the discussions can be a win-win.
I think it's going to be very good for both countries.
The president has imposed a 145% tariff on China, leading to a trade confrontation between the world's two largest economies. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio extending congratulations to the first American Pope, Leo XIV.
This is a moment of profound significance for the Catholic Church, offering renewed hope and continuity amid the 2025 Jubilee year to over a billion faithful worldwide.
The State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce. President Trump says the U.S. is in the market now for new air traffic control components.
This system is so incredible what they can do.
And the president says he's seeking upgrades after a number of air traffic-related incidents that already happened this year. He also says the previous Transportation Department leadership was simply not up to the task. Lisa Dwyer reports transgender troops are being moved out of the military following a Supreme Court decision.
The Pentagon will immediately begin moving as many as 1,000 openly identifying transgender service members out of the military and give others 30 days to self-identify. The Defense Department will begin going through medical records to identify others who have not come forward. Those whose medical records show that they have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria, who show symptoms or are being treated, will then be involuntarily forced out of the service. The new rule only allows for a very few limited exceptions on a case-by-case basis. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new charge being leveled against Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington has a report.
The nation's largest abortion business appears to be deeply into the trade in transgender drugs. Live Action has revealed phone calls to Planned Parenthood branches in multiple states that seem to indicate that they are willing to provide cross-sex hormones to children with almost no involvement from a doctor or parent. Live Action President Lila Rose tells Fox News that, quote, vulnerable children are being fast-tracked into irreversible hormone treatments with almost no medical oversight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania State Senate has approved a bill to ban males from competing in women's and girls' sports at the collegiate and K-12 levels. The legislation passed 32-18 with five Democrats crossing party lines to join with all 27 Republicans in voting yes. The measure is unlikely to get a vote in Pennsylvania's Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. This is SRN News. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith set to meet today with President Trump at the White House with the tax portion of the GOP mega bill at risk of unraveling.
Congressman Smith said he'll have to inform President Trump that the tax portion of the mega bill has been limited by the GOP's inability to build support for deep spending cuts. That means Republicans will likely have to leave out some of Mr. Trump's tax priorities. The White House meeting will come a day after Speaker Mike Johnson privately told Republicans that they would only be able to pay for $4 trillion in tax cuts versus the $4.5 trillion they previously had been targeting to enact the president's sprawling tax demands. Smith explained Mr. Trump's latest request for the tax bill to the Ways and Means Republicans in a Thursday morning meeting. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump floating the idea of cutting tariffs on China from 145% to 80% ahead of this weekend meeting in which they try to hammer out a new trade agreement. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.